I just remember being rapidly thrown around. It was hard. And then I just remember feeling this jolt through my whole body. And you could just, like, I don't remember hearing anything. I just remember feeling it in my body and just knowing that it just snapped. And then I remember we were screaming.
A tearful Alexis Fairchild could not continue as she recalled the Panama City Beach parasailing accident that nearly killed her. While on vacation last July, she and her friend Sydney Good went up in a parasail when authorities say strong winds caused their tow line to snap. The Indiana teens then slammed into a condo, a power line, and later struck a parked car. And Fairchild says they could tell the weather wasn't fine.
It was like really peaceful, but you could see a storm in the back. You could. It was far distance a little bit, but you could tell that it was raining. You could tell that it was coming in. And then all of a sudden, like, we kind of started, like, feeling wind, so we were tossing back and forth. And then I remember, you know, saying, we got to, you know, signal down that we want to go in.
But by then, it was too late. Now, several skull and back surgeries later, the 17-year-old says this should have never happened, and she wants the parasail industry to have uniform guidelines. And she traveled from her home state of Indiana to the Florida Capitol Thursday to tell a panel of lawmakers just that.
Like, parasailing is fun, okay? Like, it can be fun if it's done right, you know? If this law would have been passed when it was first brought up, I wouldn't be sitting here. If it would have been passed the second time I'd have been around, I wouldn't be standing here. Don't let another person be standing here. It's my senior year, and it's been flipped. I should be out doing senior things, making memories, going on spring break. I spend my time at home or at doctor's appointments.
This is the fourth consecutive year a bill to regulate the industry has been filed, and this year is the first time it's coming up for a vote. The bill's sponsor is Delray Beach Democratic Senator Maria Sachs.
So each parasail operator is required to have a VHF radio to monitor the weather at all times. When the weather changes in terms of sustained wind gusts of more than 20 miles per hour, they must cease operations. If there is a lightning storm within 7 miles of that activity, they must cease operations.
Echoing her daughter's statements, Fairchild's mother, Angie, says if at least the weather regulations had been in place, her family might not be in such pain. And she pleaded with lawmakers to pass the measure because she says she never wants another family to experience that pain.
When she was little, I taught her how to walk, talk, and everything. Used the restroom, everything. And at age 17, I'm teaching my daughter to do that again. And I ask that all of you, please pass this. Don't let another mother and daughter and family go through this again. It has been awful. And to watch my daughter struggle every day to do just everyday activities and what her future is going to be, I don't know.
And Shannon Krause spoke as well. She's the mother of Crystal and Amber White, for whom the bill called the White Mystical Act is named after. Similar to Fairchild, both her daughters were parasailing when their tow line snapped as a storm approached. 15-year-old Amber died as a result, and her older sister Crystal suffers from permanent brain damage due to the 2007 accident.
I just really am asking you, please, this time, put some regulations on this sport. I normally try to hold it together, but it's been such a long fight. I want people to be safe when they come to Florida. I don't want any more families to go through what I went through.
And following that testimony, Florida lawmakers unanimously passed the measure 9-0 in the Senate Regulated Industries Committee. And how does parasail victim Alexis Fairchild feel about that?
Fantastic. Are you kidding me? I don't want to see anyone else go through this.
In addition to making sure operators don't go up in rough weather, the bill proposes that operators carry at least $1 million in insurance, have a license issued by the U.S. Coast Guard, and have certain equipment on the boat. Meanwhile, a similar measure is also beginning to move in the House. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.